3, 2, 1.
Welcome to It's Fabulous!
True personal story.
Ex-Fabula is a Milwaukee nonprofit committed to strengthening community bonds through the art of storytelling.
Ex-Fabula Radio Time once again on Lake Effect Weekend. I'm Bruce Winter. Ex-Fabula co-founder Leah Delaney is here. The big show was Thursday night. You guys probably still catching your breath yet after putting out a big show like that?
Yes, it was an amazing evening. What a way to wrap up Season 8 Ex-Fabula programming with an All-Stars night.
Yeah, congratulations on a successful season and a successful All-Star show.
Thanks. We just could not do it without our fabulous volunteers. And they made Season 8 one of the most diverse and program-filled seasons yet. And it's just... we just keep getting bigger and better, and we're getting more storytellers and more of Milwaukee's listening, and it just feels good.
Mm-hmm.
Trains are moving.
Well, it seems like you guys will have a little while to catch your breath, not too long, because there's going to be things going on all summer, which we'll talk about during the course of this show and weeks ahead.
You know, and I would also be pretty remiss if I did not give a special thanks to my co-producer, Desiree Constano, who makes me sound smart here on the radio show. So thanks so much, Des, and thanks to all of the Ex-Fabula volunteers. We're going to be back next season, but we will also, like you said, have a couple things going on this summer, which we'll talk about throughout the summer.
All right, and our theme for today...
we are going to take it back a little bit. Let's call this Mother's Day Month, okay?
Yeah,
we're
going to
celebrate mothers. You should never not celebrate mothers, so we're going to just do it this weekend. We've had so much going on the past couple weeks with our Ex-Fabula lead-up, so we're going to take it back. We have a couple of really heartwarming stories here from a couple of our storytellers from past Story Slams. So let's just start it off right now with a story that was told at our Perfect Storm back in December 2016 Story Slam. Here's Magda Peck.
It was about a little bit before noon on a Monday when I saw the text from Dilja. Four words. It's bad. Call me. See, Dilja has been spending 4 hours a day with my 91-year-old mom, who'd been living alone and independently and quite brilliantly for quite some time. And I knew this might be the stroke that she always wanted, and in fact it was. By the time she got to the hospital after not being able to speak so clearly, she told Dilja, this is the one. This is the one, don't cry. We'll dance together. My mom's been living on her own for many years. She's quite the world traveler, but she ended up in Berkeley. And he had a stroke about a year ago, but it wasn't the kind that she really wanted because it just meant she couldn't walk. But she did eventually get back home. And she did eventually start seeing patients again as a therapist at 91 in her front room. You don't know Thelma. And in fact, I called her every single day after the last stroke, and I went out to see her every month. And each time she'd sit me down and she'd say, this is it. This is my directive. I want to die at home. So by the time I got to California, I had a very clear mission. I've been her wingman for a number of years, probably since I was 16, but that is another story. And I managed to convince the hospital that she should be able to come home to die because it had blown everything out. The problem was that Kaiser, her main hospital, had transferred her to the most elegant hospital, much like Thelma's style, and had managed to get her to a place that was so beautiful, but it would not release her. It would not send her home unless she was stable, because they told me if she died in transport, they couldn't take the risk. And I said to him, you do not want to send my mother home to die because she might die dying? Now, this seemed crazy enough, but they basically said, if, in fact, she can be stable by the morning, then we can agree to let her have transport home. But you have to have a hospice nurse from the other system in her house waiting for her with a hospital bed ready to accept her into hospice. Because you can't go into hospice if you're not alive, right? So if she died in transport, then I'd have to call the police. I sat there and I listened to all of them, this system, that system, and hearing my mother's voice. And I remembered I promised her, I got this, Mom. So I crawled into bed with her that last night in the hospital, and I just said to her, hey, Ma, chill. No, not that much, but chill. Like, get your AFib under control, and by morning, if you're stable, maybe they'll let you go home. I promised you I would get you home. The next morning, her heart is like calm and chilled. The hospice nurse, the only one available in the North Berkeley area, was at the house waiting for her. My sister, thank God, got in the transport and kept her company, because I don't do that, I just give orders. And we got her home in time for my kids to fly in from around the country, for my husband to be at my back, for me to be her wingman one more time. And then we crawled into bed with her again. And I whispered in her ear, Ma, we got this. And at the last sunset, she took her last breath and last beat. Daughtering is a full-time business. I'm going to still be her wingman. But you know what? I'm hoping that this time, maybe between 60 and my 90, maybe she'll be my wingman instead. Thank you.
And that was Magda Peck's story about mothers.
Mm-hmm. We tease people a little bit about things that may be coming up over the summer.
Yes, we have something in the most immediate sense coming up before May ends.
Okay.
So on May 31st, our Ex-Fabula Fellows are going to take the conversation over to Bayview's Sugar Maple for an evening of stories and conversations in the hopes of creating a welcoming community in Bayview. So, you know, as we all know, if you've been sitting under a rock, Bayview has been going under like a lot of change right now in the past, like probably 8 years, and mostly in the past 2 years. So much is going on. And so, you know, we figure that this is a really good time to take the conversations off of the message boards, such as Bayview Town Hall and such, and bring them live so people can sit and listen and tell stories and reflect on their experiences and just have a really good communication on what's going on in Bayview. So with that being said, space is limited. So go to the exfabula.org website, and you're going to have to pre-register. It's free, but pre-registration is required for this event on May 31st.
All right. Sounds good. You're right. The Bayview area has undergone a metamorphosis, a transformation in recent years. I can remember back in my college days, you drove past there to get to someplace else, but not anymore. Bayview is now a destination.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of changes going on. So.
Story number two for today.
Okie dokie. We're going to move right along to a story told by Carly Kroll at our Change of Heart Story Slam, which happened in January.
When I was in high school, I had a pet Canadian goose. Yes, really, I did. And his name was Charlie. I was like the girl from the movie Fly Away Home, except for I didn't have a gaggle of geese. I had one goose, and his name was Charlie. Charlie came to my family's farm as a baby duck that was lost in a baseball field. I soon learned he was not a duck, as he kept growing and growing and growing, and he looked like a T-Rex. His wings did not come in for a very long time. He had these little stubby arms and these ginormous legs, and he looked quite terrifying. But he loved me, and he was my best friend. We did everything together. We read books together, we watched TV, we went jogging, and his favorite author was Jane Austen. And when he would get mad at Mr. Darcy being rude to Elizabeth, he would take the book and he would just run away with it. His favorite food was watermelon, and you've maybe never seen a goose eat watermelon, but it's pretty hilarious. It sounds like this. And I would just give him watermelon all the time just so I could see him eat it, and he would just inhale the watermelon. Charlie was a lot of fun. He did get into trouble sometimes. He would mess things up. He would definitely make a mess in the house when we watched TV. But he and I did a lot together. Specifically because he didn't have his wings for a long time, I decided, let's go jogging together. And he got really fast. He would race my brothers and me. And he got so fast to the point where I had to start riding my bike. And he would follow me on my bike, and he would still beat me. Then he started to get wings, and as he got them, he began to fly. I taught him to fly. And he would glide alongside me about 3 feet off the ground while I was riding my bike, and we would go on long bike rides, him just gliding next to me. It's pretty amazing teaching a goose to fly. You're so proud of them. You're like, look what I did. This is my baby. He can fly. And he did tricks. We would do all these different tricks with him flying, and he soon felt comfortable enough to fly without me. He would go on trips during the day and come back. But one day, he left for his trip, and he didn't come back. And I thought, why? Why would he leave me? I loved him so much. I gave him watermelon. I read to him. I played with him. I gave him everything. I spent so much time. Why would he want to leave me? And I was heartbroken. Every time I saw a goose, I would yell out the car window, Charlie! I would chase geese in parks. I looked like a crazy lady. Charlie! They all look the same. I don't know which one's him. I was hoping he would just come to me. He was probably embarrassed, thinking, Mom, stop yelling at me. This is embarrassing. And that may be why he ignored me, if he was out there. But one day, I was looking out my window, watching my chickens digging in the dirt, and a goose lands. I'm like, it's Charlie. And it was him. And I was so mad at him at first. I was like, Charlie, why would you leave me? You are so mean. You hurt my feelings. And I got so upset. And he would leave. And he would come back a year later. And he would leave. He came back with a girl. He came back with babies. And then he came less and less. And I got upset thinking, why doesn't he want to spend time with me? Why is he spending so much time with his family? Why can't he visit me? Why doesn't he call, right? But I realized, I had a change of heart and realized he is his own goose. He has his own life now. He has his own family. He's got his own responsibilities. He can't spend every day with me like we used to. And although he could have stayed with me and stayed in a bubble and been well-fed and warm and read a lot more Jane Austen novels with me, he had his own life. He was not my goose. He was his own goose. And I taught him to fly, and so he had to spread his now fully grown wings and leave.
Me and my goose, me and my pal, we had some very good times. Me and my goose, his name was Al, and it cost only a dime.
And that was Carly Crow's story, which was told at our Change of Heart Story Slam in January.
So I would be thinking about season 9 coming up already with, if we have ideas for themes, can we send them to you?
Oh, yes, most certainly.
Okay.
Yes, we have a website, don't you know? It's called exfabula.org. If you have any sort of ideas, if you have any ideas for Story Slam themes or event spaces we might want to travel to, I mean, we're trying to dig our fingers in every corner of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So please voice your opinions and ideas to us at all times. Oh, you can also become a member at any point of the year. I mean, so many things to look at there on our website. But before we wrap this up, I just want to give another solid, quick thanks to Milwaukee for listening and our storytellers for telling the season and all of the fabulous volunteers that make this what it is today that we call Exfabula. So thanks so much for that.
And Exfabula Radio, available to listen to again or to share at WUWM.com. And as Leah said, all other details at their website.
I did.
Exfabula.org. And as I said, we'll be here every weekend throughout the summer. We'll hear some of these all-star stories later on during the course of the summer. So we look forward to that. Thanks.
Thank you so much.